Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment. And listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Parkey Carcass!
Horses, 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 ever since when they opened up the track at Santa Amida, all what everybody thinks about and talks about is horses. This morning I said good morning to my dishwasher, he said, what's the odds? And everybody what you see has got tips. Getting sick and tired of all those tips, I think what I'll put up a sign here in the restaurant, no tipping allowed. You know, I was reading in the papers about a horse where he's only 3 years old, he's worth $100,000. Just imagine that a 3-year-old horse is worth $100,000. You know, when I was 3 years old, I wasn't worth a cent. Of course, how could I compare myself to a horse? After all, I'm only a human being, you know. You know something? But horses is be a lot smarter than people. They really are. Just let 6 horses have a race, and 50,000 people will go out for to watch them run. But let 50,000 people have a race, not one horse will show up. Don't that be the truth? Hello, Martha.
Hello, Parkey. Say, I want to check tonight's dinner with you so that I can type it on the menu.
Yes, yes, go ahead.
Well, we start off with half a grapefruit.
That's right.
And in the second race...
The second race? You too, Martha?
Oh, I hope you'll excuse me, Parkey. I guess I've got horses on my mind. You know, I'm going out to the track this afternoon.
Oh, are you? Say, I hope that you have a good time. Say, you know something? I like your new dress.
Oh, thanks, Parky. And I've got a new hat, too.
I got a new dress and a new hat.
Sure. Why do you think I want to go to the track? I want to show off a little bit.
Yeah. Well, Martha, I sure hope that you pick lots of winners.
Oh, don't worry about me, Parky. I've got a system of my own.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, I count the number of brown horses in the race.
Yes.
Then I think of a number from 1 to 10.
Yes.
Then I subtract the number of black horses in a race.
Yes.
And add the jockey's weight.
Oh, and then you bet on whatever number comes out, huh?
No, then I wait for somebody to give me a tip.
Yes. Well, that is a good way to, yes. You know, I once knew a girl who has had a wonderful system. She would add up the horses' numbers, divide by the date, and multiply by her age. She always lost.
What?
She never used the right age. Ah, Martha, this business of betting on horses, that should be a crazy thing, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure is, Parky.
Yeah.
But I get a kick out of it. I go out there and bet $2 and get the biggest thrill.
You do?
Well, why don't you ever go out to the track, Parky? It would be good for you.
No, I went once, but I didn't like it. Too boring.
What was so boring about it?
I won every race.
Won every race?
Yes.
Why, Parky, that's wonderful.
What's so wonderful about it? That's why you go?
Yes, but to win every race, Parky, you must have won a pile of money.
No, there was the trouble. You see, I didn't bet with money. I just bet with myself.
You bet with yourself?
Yeah, I figured that's safer than betting with strangers, you know.
So you picked every winner. Well, Parky, how did you get to be such an expert on horses?
Oh, it's almost going to be me, Martha. I don't know nothing about that. You see, I knew one of the horse owners there, you know, Larry Morse.
You know Larry Morse?
Yeah, he gave me all the winners, you know.
Why, Parky, Larry Morse owns one of the largest racing stables in the country.
Yeah, I know that. I know him for 30 years. He's given me the first job that I never had. I used for to feed all his horses, you know. Oh, my, even then, 30 years ago, he had a big stable. It used to cost him over $300 a week just to feed those horses, and that ain't hay, you know.
But, Parky... If you know Larry Morse, why don't you go out to the track and see him and let him give you some more winners? Why, he can make a fortune for you.
No, I don't be interesting, that kind of stuff. Besides, I don't got for to go on the track for to see Larry Morse. He's coming in here today. I met him on the street yesterday. He said what he would drop in for to see me today, just for old time's sake, you know.
Oh, gee, this is exciting. What time is he coming?
Oh, he said it'd be about 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock?
Yes.
Gosh, I won't be here. Well, look, Parky, if he gives you a horse,
yes,
tell him to bet this $2 for me and put it right on the nose.
Yeah. Why don't you put it on the whole horse? You know, you never could tell what part of the horse would come in first. Okay, I'll tell him for the bed. He's $2 for you.
Hi, Martha.
Hi, Parker.
Hello, Pete.
Say, Martha, I just ran over your song with the boys, but the chorus is too long.
It is? Well, how long is it?
5 furlongs.
The chorus is 5 furlongs long?
Well, now, ain't that the craziest thing, getting that horse talk mixed up with my music?
Sure is.
Oh, my Parky, I guess I got them horses on my mind.
Opie, did you know that Parky is a great friend of Larry Morse, the big racehorse owner?
Larry Morse?
Yes.
Well, stick a paid-up union card in my hand and call me a musician. Do you really know Larry Morse, Parky?
Sure I know him. He's coming over here for the seaman today.
He is?
Yes.
Well, that guy picks more winners than any man in America. Say, Parky, do you think he'd give you a tip if you asked him?
I guess so.
Well, ask him. Them horses owe me plenty. This will be a chance for me to get some of it back.
You're really in the hole, huh?
I'll say I'm in the hole.
Yes.
The season's only 3 weeks old, and I'm out over $4.
Mm. Just a plunger, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. I wouldn't mind if it was all my own money, but $1.50 of that $4 belongs to the 23 men in my band.
You say $1.50 is belongs to the 23 men in your band?
Yeah, you see, the boys got together and made up a little pool.
Yeah, I see. Look, Opie, $1.50, that's no pool. That's a puddle.
Well, look now, Parker, this is our big chance to make a killing. You get Larry Morse to give you a winner, and we'll all shoot the works on it and make a lot of money. Say, Parker, do you know a good bookmaker?
A bookmaker? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one right there in the corner.
Well, look. Take all the money over to him personally. Don't bet on the phone because we got to keep this a secret. We don't want the odds to go down, you
know. Yeah, you're right. I'll take all the money over to the bookmaker. Yes. How much money you want for the bet, Opie?
Well, I'd like to bet $100.
Oh, you like to bet $100?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to bet.
Yes.
But you see, I ain't got it, so I'll just bet $5.
Yes, all right. Give me the $5, sir.
Look, Parky, I just remembered something.
Yes.
I'm a trifle short. Could you help me out just a little bit to kind of make up the five?
Yeah. How much short are you?
$4.95.
Hoppy, you are not a little short. You are a midget. Okay, I'll lend you the $4.95.
For a treat instead of a treatment, Old Gold singing star Martha Tilton sings, "He Was the Best Man."
Some fellas have a heart meant just for fooling around with chicks, and in that love department, they know all the latest tricks. Now I ran across a boy one day, just as sharp as a boy can be. And he wasn't surprised when I would say that he meant the world to me. I said he was the best man that ever knocked at my door. I said he was the best man, the fella I waited for. I said he was the best man at dancing. Nobody can deny. But when it came to romancing, he was the A-plus number one guy. But then I met his best friend, who knocked me right off my pin. But still he wasn't worried, 'cause the best man always wins. The way it all turned out, there was no doubt that he was best man in the end. Yes, he was the best man when he married. You could see he was the best man. marching down that aisle, all dressed up in the latest style, polka dot tie neat the winning smile. He was the best man when I married his best.
Folks, we'll put it up to you. Suppose you ran a tobacco business and manufactured old gold cigarettes. Suppose you had 200 years of experience behind you and knew everything from A to Z about growing, aging, blending, and moistening tobaccos. Finally, let's say you were absolutely certain that your cigarette, old gold, was just about the finest a fellow or gal could smoke. Fragrant, smooth, and unbelievably delicious. Well, then, would you ask people to smoke old gold on the strength of a laboratory test? Or make medical claims about smoking or throat irritation? No, sirree. You'd probably do as we're doing. You'd come right out with it and say, try. Just try a pack of old golds and enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. By golly, old golds are good. We know they are. We've made them that way. We've made a cigarette that's absolutely the last word in rich, mellow, deep smoking enjoyment. We're not going to throw up a smokescreen about medical things and stuff like that. Simply and honestly, we appeal to your sense of pleasure, your sense of a good thing. And that's why we say to you, anytime you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, anytime you want to treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Gold. Hello, Parky.
Oh, hello, Mr. Gilmore.
Say, I just met Martha on her way to the track. Yes. She told me Larry Morse, the big horse owner, is a friend of yours.
Yes, he is.
Say, Parky,
All right, give me the $2.
Well, thanks a lot. I'll be back around 6 o'clock to collect my winnings.
Collect your winnings, huh?
Sure.
Well, you're quite an optometrist, ain't you?
Listen, Parky, there's been a saying around the tracks for years. Get a horse from Larry Morse, and you'll never have any remorse. Gee, but I'm sure glad I ran into Martha. I sure can use that dough, Parky. I gotta have $50 by 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, what for?
Huh? Pay the bookmaker what I owe him for yesterday. See you later.
Yeah, see you later. Mike, don't that be a funny thing the way what everybody's got crazy if they think what you got a little information about a horse. Yeah, maybe they're right. Maybe it's a good thing for to know a man like Larry Morse. Maybe he could give me a winner. Say, you know something? I think what I'm going for to bet $2 for my night school teacher, Miss Higgins. That should be a good surprise for her, and besides, she could use the money those teachers sure don't get very big salaries.
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Parker Cackus, am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you are correct, yes.
Hey, I just met Art Gilmore.
Yeah.
Tells me you got some information about a horse.
Well, I don't got the information yet, Mr. Sharp, but somebody's coming over here. I think what he'll give it to me.
Yeah? Yeah, I didn't know you liked to throw a few bucks into them $2 wickets every now and then.
The $2 wickets?
Uh-huh. Say, if you are interested in making some big money betting on horses,
yes.
Now why don't you subscribe to my new horse service?
You got a horse service?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what kind of a horse service?
Now, do you mean to say that you never heard of Handicap Orville?
Handicap Orville?
Yeah. That's me. That's the title that I call myself, Handicap Orville. You see, Orville is my first name.
Yes.
That's as big a handicap as you can get.
I guess you're right. So you're in that business not to pick horses?
Yes, sir, but, brother, I pick them scientifically.
Scientifically?
Why, sure. See, I use mathematics.
Mathematics, huh?
Why, sure. You know, stuff like long division and algebra and, triggers through gastrocnometry.
Figures for gastrocnometry?
Not only that, also got to figure it out with ancient history, too, see?
To do ancient history?
Sure.
Why you got to use ancient history to picking horses?
That's the past performances.
Past performances?
Why, sure. When you're figuring horses, you see, you got to take into consideration all the past performances.
Yes.
Also, the present performances and the future performances.
Future performances? How can you tell what the horse is going for to do in the future?
Well, that is why my system is out and standing. You see, I have got the only system that can tell you that.
Yes.
See, I figure out the horses by the stars and the constellations. Haven't you ever heard of horoscopes?
Horoscopes? Yes, I heard of that.
Well, we figure out all the horoscopes by the horse planet.
The horse planet?
Mm-hmm.
What is the horse planet?
Mares.
Off of it.
Now, look, tell me, what do you say? Why don't you subscribe to my service? You give me $5 a day,
yes.
And for that $5, every morning I will give you 5 guaranteed losers.
You give me 5 losers?
Guaranteed.
But it's the first time that I never heard what you got to pay somebody $5 a day for to give you losers.
Well, that's why my system is different. I ain't like the rest of them services, you know.
You ain't?
No. Every day they give you winners, and what happens?
What?
They never win. But, Brunner,
yes?
When I give you losers, you can bet everything you got they're gonna lose.
Yeah, but supposing they win.
Then a race must be crooked.
No, Mr. Sharp, I don't think what I like for to subscribe to your service.
No.
Getting 5 losers a day. And tell you the truth, I don't bet on horses very much. You see, what he started this whole thing is what I got a friend of mine what is coming over here today.
Yeah.
Yes. He's owns a few horses.
Yes?
Yeah, and name is Larry Morse.
Did you say Larry Morse?
Yes, Larry Morse.
Larry Morse, really a friend of yours?
Yes, I know him for 30 years.
Now, Mr. Park, your carcass.
Yes?
I consider you one of the closest friends that I got.
You do?
I have a great fondness for you. You realize that, don't you? Now, just let me give you an example of the great respect that I hold for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me an example, yes.
Now, only last week, see,
yes?
I was sitting in a steam room at a Turkish bath.
Yes?
Your name happened to come up. As soon as I heard your name, I took off my hat.
You did? You took off your hat? You wear a hat in the steam room?
No, but as soon as I heard your name,
yes.
I ran into the dressing room, I grabbed my hat, and I took it off. I really love you, Mr. Pagliacatis.
You do, huh? Mm-hmm. You know, Mr. Sharp, you don't got for to hit me with that brick building. How much you want to bet?
Well, I didn't know you the nickname of Reckless Orville for nothing.
Yes.
Soon as Larry Morse gives you the winner,
yes.
I want you to put this $2 right on the horse's nostrils.
Right on his nostrils?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you got $2 right on his nostrils.
Well, thank you very much, and goodbye, Mr. Pagliacatis.
You're welcome, and goodbye, Mr. Sharp. Yes.
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra playing Wonderful. Thank you.
golly, they're good, Old Golds are. That's the whole story in every pack of Old Golds. They're good, wonderfully good, with a smoothness and mellowness that just makes you close your eyes and sigh. So try, just try a pack of Old Golds. Put one to your lips, draw the fragrant smoke in gently, let the rich smoke curl luxuriously over your tongue. This isn't a cigarette for people who have to be assured by laboratory tests or medical claims about smoking. Old Golds are for those with a rich, keen sense of pleasure. For those who delight in masterpieces of any kind. A painting, a song, a cigarette. So try, just try an Old Gold. Then you'll be another one who says, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
Oh, Parker, you're still serving good food in here.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. Say, could I get you something else for it to eat? You like to have another cup of coffee?
No, thanks, Parker.
Yes?
Had plenty.
You did?
You know, I've been looking forward to spending an afternoon with you.
Yeah, it's nice.
At least you won't talk about horses.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to go out to the track today.
Yes.
For one day, I wanted to get away from those mobs grabbing me by the lapels and asking me for information.
Yes.
Parker, you're the first man I've met in 6 months who hasn't asked me for a winner.
I am?
Yep.
Well, I don't ask you for no winners. You see, I know if you got any good information, you would give it to me. Yeah. Oh, but you don't got to unless you know something. Yeah. Well, if you don't feel like it, that's all right. Unless you want to.
Parker, you're no different than anybody else, are you?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, Larry. When everybody around here has heard what she was coming over, they got so excited they all give me money for the bed and the meal. But that's okay. I just tell them that I didn't want to bother you. I don't blame you. But you know how everybody is, you know. They all heard what the great Larry Morrison coming in here, they thought what maybe you could give him the name of one of the favorites. You know, 100-to-1 shot.
Parky? You're a good friend of mine.
Yes.
Believe me, I don't know any horses that'll pay 100-to-1.
Oh, it don't have to be 100-to-1. Even 80-to-1 is all right, too.
Well, Parky, I didn't want to think about horses today, but I guess we can't let your friends down.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, sir.
I can't guarantee any winners, of course. The only thing I can do is go over the racing form with you and select a horse that I'd bet on myself.
Well, that is good enough for me, Larry.
Well, let's see what we have here.
Yes, yes. The racing form sure mushed up there. Everybody goes, yes.
Oh, look here.
Yes?
In the third race, everybody picks Mary Sherry.
Mary Sherry. Okay, I'm going to run right over in bed. In the third race, it'll start soon. Mary Sherry, I got
Wait
it.
A minute.
Yes?
Mary Sherry can't win.
No?
Bad legs.
Bad legs, huh?
Yeah.
Yes?
Now let's look at the fourth race.
Yeah, look at the fourth race, yes.
Ah, here's a standout horse.
Yes?
Lovable Holly.
Lovable Holly. That's the one to bet on, huh?
No.
No?
No, I can't win it.
Can't win it?
No, it's too old.
Say, Larry, who could win the fourth race?
Let's see. I don't think there's a horse in the race that could win it.
You say there's not a horse in the race what could win it? But one of the horses must come in first.
Well, I guess so. But it's just one of those races that racing men won't bet on.
Oh, I see what you mean. I guess what if you're a racing man, you got to have a sure thing, huh, Larry?
Sure thing?
Yes.
Parky, there is no sure thing in racing.
No?
You take the finest horse that was ever bred,
yes.
Put him in a starting gate, let the bell ring, and there are 60 ways that he can lose that race.
60 ways?
But there's only one way that he can win it, that's to come in first.
Well, that's logical, yes.
So always remember this.
Yes.
The real price on any horse should be at least 60-to-1.
Yeah. Well, that's good enough. I'll take that. Give me a horse with 60-to-1. That's all right. How's about the fifth race there?
The fifth race does have a standout horse.
It does?
Follow there.
Follow there. I'm going to bet on him.
No. I don't think he's ready.
You don't?
Now, let's see who's in the sixth race.
Yes. I didn't know it was so hard, you know.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
Here's a horse.
Yes?
Oh, Henry.
Oh, Henry?
Yes, Parky, I think that might be a horse to bet on.
Yes?
I've been watching that horse for a year now, and I think he may be ready today.
He's ready,
and
huh?
And he'll pay a good price, too.
Oh, Henry.
Yes, Parky. Oh, Henry is the horse to bet on today.
Oh, Henry's the horse.
Remember what I told you about sure things?
Yes.
But he's as sure as anything on that track today.
He is. Oh, Henry.
I'll tell you how safe I feel in giving him to you.
Yes?
I'm going to bet on him myself.
You are? Well, that's good enough for me, Larry. Say, I better get over to that bookmaker right away.
Oh, Parky.
Yes?
You do me a favor?
Yes.
Place my bet along with the rest.
I'll be glad to, Larry.
Fine. Remember, O. Henry's the horse.
O. Henry.
Here, I'd like to bet $2 on him.
Yes.
To show.
Hey, you know, Opie, I ain't never heard of that horse, that old Henry.
Well, neither did I, Orville. But boy, if he wins, he ought to pay a terrific price.
Yeah, brother, can I use it? Hey, Opie, turn on the radio, will you?
Okay.
The results in a couple of seconds.
Direct from the track, the results of the sixth race. The winner, O. Henry.
Well, listen to that, Orville. O. Henry won it.
Let's see what he paid.
And here are the mutuals. O. Henry to win, 64.80 to place.
64.84. This makes me the wealthiest fan leader in town.
It says 64.80, old brother. That's a lot of folding money.
Oh, look, I just thought of something, Orville.
But
we should have sent a bodyguard to protect Parky. He's coming back here with all that money. Supposing something happens to him.
Yeah, suppose he meets a crook. Hey, you know, I better go out and look for him.
No. No, I think he's safer with you here.
Yeah?
Oh, here he comes now. Just look at that big box full of money he's carrying. Boy, I bet the bookies hate him. Come on in here, Parky. Lay it right down.
Let me help you, Mr. Parky. Oh, that box sure looks heavy.
Yes, I've been carrying it for 8 blocks.
Well, let's share the wealth. Let's distribute the money.
Money? Yes. What money?
Now, cut the corner, Mr. Parky. Didn't you just come from the bookmaker?
Yes.
Well, where's the money?
Don't give me no money. I went into the bookmaker. I gave him the $35. I said, oh, Henry.
Yeah?
He said, you want everything on a O. Henry?
Yeah.
I says, yes.
Well, what happened?
He gave me every book that O. Henry ever wrote.
No!
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass. Opie Cates is clarinet in his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, and Elliot Lewis. Presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years, and makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. Parkies is written by Hal Finberg and Parker Carcass. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.